Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, could you tell us your name and your job position?
So my name is Brianna Bishop, and I'm a PhD student at Dalhousie University.
You hosted a workshop in Maine to map ocean currents, sea ice, rattles, unsafe ice, and travel routes, and how they changed over time. Can you tell us about the results and how the sea ice changed?
So we've actually hosted these workshops now in every community along the coast, and so there's a lot of differences amongst each community, but a lot of kind of similarities as well. For example, a lot of people talking about the ice being softer overall, not as trustworthy as it used to be, and there seems to be changing seasons as well. So the kind of the time of year that people are stuck in community seems to be longer than it used to be, whether that's before freeze up or after breakup. And so those are kind of like some of the overarching results that we've heard. And then the last year has really been dedicated to making these map booklets. So it shows kind of how some travel routes have been impacted by the changing ice conditions, as well as just where consistent features are, like rattles, and you can really see changes to the Shina as well throughout the years.
And you said you were in other communities. Were you all along the coast?
Yeah, so this trip has been bringing these booklets to every community along the coast.
Okay, and which places have unsafe ice?
There's been conversations around unsafe ice in just about every single community. It could be areas that are late to freeze and early to thaw, so they might freeze over a little bit and might not be safe enough to travel over until a little bit later than you'd expect. Yeah, so it's definitely been a part of the conversation in just about every single community, although people are still traveling over the ice, of course.
And are the known rattles and unsafe ice bigger this year than they were before?
They seem, generally, people spoke about it being pretty consistent, although there could be changes between different years in size, but it seems to be pretty consistent in terms of like the location and size of rattles and unsafe ice.
How are the sea ice map booklets you are handing out to the community helpful, and what information do you have in there?
So they contain travel routes that go over the ice and ocean, either by skidoo or by boat, as well as, like we said, the areas of unsafe ice or rattles and kind of changing Shina locations over the years. And so we hope that they can be used as like another tool in the toolbox while people are traveling to help make decisions about where they're going and what conditions they might need to prepare for. But of course, it's only just a portion of knowledge from each community, and so we have a little disclaimer in the book to always use caution and rely on your own knowledge, of course, while traveling out on the land as well.
Okay, and is all the information you gathered from the last meeting in the booklet?
Not all of it, actually, despite how big they are. We did a lot of interviews, and there was a lot of discussions that we couldn't fit into there, and so we made the booklets around information related to travel safety advice so that it could hopefully be really useful for community members that are wanting to look at the maps and use them. And then there's a whole lot more information related to the changing ice conditions over time that I hope to work with over the next few years. I've still got a couple years left in my PhD, so a lot of information to work with.
Okay, and were you in partnership with Smart Ice or Seacool?
I actually wasn't, but we have been discussing a lot with Smart Ice, especially in terms of how we might be able to work together to kind of complement the work that each of us are doing. So hopefully that's something to come, but we'll see.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, and I'd like to thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Rachel Leon loko hati kiya minik api yuk uhaya mga kinaw mangat nalitiyo mga lo tay nakiyo yuk atiga Brianna Bishop Tial House ilinnya vitsoangan ilinnya wunga Rachel email net lo katimati sila wakavit tamani nainimi nonangwali usutit imapimi imammik sikumik inganinik Sukut similo sikuk iliman nam mga naukulo aulakat ta mga hanolo asyang ko si matig ilimanga tay mga nit. Kauti ka yakati ko sunanik na falaw mga pin amalo hanuk sikuk asyang ko tigi si malimangan. Brianna Kiyuyuk na katimati sila ukuot atunit no naliyuyun ni tamaan sa tsugiyami. Kaulo tabut at tsugiing itut suakala ninginik atunit no naliyuyun ni. Nutuilo at tsugiigalat makitilogin. Upingami kamalu ilan niya kunna ilutik alalo ako ni ulo miktemak utakigaya kasungul isluting. Sibunga ni miulotong. Sulo sikumat ufalulo ni tubayman. Unutu soanik tu saati teo lau kukut unika tukat soa lau mat. Akhani ulau tuk suliakit soa tabut nuni uslugin. Tai mai mat ilangit naukuni uhatatuit inunut. Tattu tau duko hatatut asyang walea mat sikuk. Sulu kamarislugillu inganit hamalo asyang nganik sina tamakoniya rultuni Rachel apigini amitlogo tai sikhaw megavit asingin nutunali no ailo ninik Brian ang ayok tamani bunga tuni ukhailonga ta kuninga towa gannik atunit nunali yo